going for a walk. Mr. Robinson and Tom. It's such a lovely afternoon, Tom. I think I'll go for a walk. Will you come along, too?
When are you starting?
I was going out at once. But if you are busy, I can wait until a little later.
I should like to come very much. Could you wait a few minutes, please? I am just finishing my homework. I shall not be more than a quarter of an hour at the most.
That will be quite all right for me. Don't hurry. We shall have plenty of time to have a nice walk before tea.
I finished, Dad. Are you ready?
Where would you like to go? Into the park or down along the river?
Which will take longer to get to?
I think the river is nearer. It is only just over a mile away, so we can walk it in about 20 minutes.
Then let's go to the river. Some of the boys in my class belong to our rowing club and go rowing every afternoon when it's fine.
I used to like rowing very much when I was at college. It's a very fine sport.
Have you ever rowed in a regatta?
Yes, once.
And did your boat win?
No. I'm sorry to say our crew was not very fast, and we only came in third. It was great fun, though. The training was hard work. Here we are. The river is very lovely at this time of the year, isn't it?
Look at those boys swimming over there. They seem to be having a lovely time. My, I do envy them. Do you think Mary and I might come down here and bathe early some morning when the summer comes? I'm sure Mary would love it.
I don't see why not. The water is quite clean, and the current is not strong enough to make it dangerous.
That must be our boathouse over there. I can see the flag. That is our boat. I can recognize the boys who are rowing. They are ninth graders. They must be practicing for the inter-school championship, which will take place early in June. They row quite well. Don't you think so, Dad?
Yes. It's a nice boat, too.
It costs a lot of money to build. The secretary of our rowing club was telling me the other day that all the wood and the oars came from Canada or America. I can't remember which.
I'm sorry, Tom. We must be going home now. It's after 4, and Mother will be wondering what has become of us if we are not home in time for tea.
I didn't think it was so late. Let's hurry, or she won't let me have any of that delicious-looking fruitcake she baked yesterday.